Cape Talk. Cape Talk. The health feature.
It is the month of love, and some people will be trying once again to conceive and have children because it's an important aspect of their lives, and many would be struggling. So I thought I'd invite Dr. Salima Nosaka, a reproductive medicine specialist, to join me on the line. Salima, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa. Thanks for having me this morning.
By the way, congratulations on your baby. I believe you're on maternity leave at the moment.
Yes, I am. My baby's 8 weeks old.
Oh, my word.
So it's the first one. It's quite a good experience.
And is it, you're a gynecologist obstetrician, is it?
Yes.
I suppose your experience of going through it for the first time can only improve your practice, right?
No, definitely. You know, doing fertility, you know, trying to help people that are struggling to conceive. You look at it from a doctor's perspective, but once you actually have your own child and you see the joy and the miracle in it, you know, it gives you a whole new perspective, and it definitely will change the way I approach my patients and just make me a better doctor, I think.
Certainly, congratulations and all the best. What are some of the difficulties, or what are some of the reasons for couples who are trying to conceive finding it difficult to do so?
So we say that one in six couples suffer from infertility, and there's male and female factors. So if we look at the female, often some females have problems where they don't ovulate every month because they've got a condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome. So their periods don't come regularly, they don't produce an egg, and in that way they can't conceive. Other causes can be tubal factor, where they've had previous infections of their fallopian tubes and the tubes become damaged. So the sperm and the egg can't meet for fertilization, and that causes infertility. Some other causes, there could be a uterine factor, like she could have fibroids sitting in a uterus, and that also can prevent implantation. And then also, I think what women these days are prolonging childbearing because of careers and financial reasons. And then when they do try to eventually have a baby, they're older, the egg quality is not as good. And obviously, if the egg quality is not good, not every egg will be fertilized and will produce a baby. So those are the main causes for the female. And then with the male, obviously, there could be sperm factors. The questions you have to ask is there enough sperm? Can the sperm swim to get to the egg? Is the shape of the sperm normal? So it's quite an easy thing where you can just check the male, get a semen analysis, and then based on that, decide, you know, what treatment you need to offer the couple.
I hear that some of the factors could be inherited and biological, and I suppose through treatment one can reverse the issue. But a lot of it seems to be lifestyle orientated, that if we changed our lifestyle, we could then make it easier for us to conceive.
Yeah, smoking, drinking, obesity, definitely, those can affect it. And with polycystic ovarian syndrome, there are metabolic issues, and this does cause people to be overweight. So I think that's a more difficult one. It's a combination of lifestyle with medication and treatment. But we always advise couples, or when they want to fall pregnant, they should be healthy, and you know, they should follow a healthy lifestyle.
Is it expensive doing what you do? I mean, not for you, but for obviously patients who are coming to you, because...
Yeah, it is very expensive. I'm working at Tigerberg Hospital. We've got a low-cost IVF program at Tigerberg. And in private, it's between 40 and 50. In Cape Town, between 40 and 50,000 for an IVF, which
My
is
word.
The test tube baby treatment. At Tigerberg, we charge between 8 and 10,000. Because it's a state institution, so we use minimal drugs, low cost, and we also don't charge for all the, because we're a state institution, we don't charge all the doctor's fees and all the lab fees, you know, it's much less. But the problem with the treatment is that the success rate is not ever 100%. At most, it's about 40%. So it's quite a emotional and psychological and financial burden to go through, with no guarantee that it will actually work.
And by the way, just to be clear, that those probabilities apply to the private sector as well, right? It's not a case of I'm paying 10,000 rand to go to Tigerberg, so therefore my probability is reduced to 40%. I know of people who've taken on very expensive process and still have failed time and time again to conceive because they just have factors that were very difficult to treat.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, you can have a perfect looking embryo, but there's no guarantee that that embryo will implant and that embryo will give a baby. And this is the problem with the treatment. You know, you have no guarantee. And if we could know which is the good embryo, we wouldn't put back the bad ones. But ultimately, you know, we do our best and see. But whether it's in private or in the state, it doesn't matter. The success rates are similar.
All right.
And internationally as well. So, you know, we're on par with the rest of the world with regard to the success rates that we do get.
Dr. Nosaka, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to invite listeners to email me some of their questions and concerns, their difficulties with regards to obviously trying to have a baby. And then with your permission, and given that you are at home looking after a young, beautiful baby, we may get you up in the coming weeks just to come and answer some of those particular issues, if that's okay.
Yeah, that will be perfect.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Dr. Salima Nosaka, a reproductive medicine specialist, talking to us about some of the causes behind finding it difficult for you and your partner to conceive.